What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. Let's get down to business. Starting August 1st, the Department of Transportation is launching a new pilot program which will allow owner-operators and carriers to petition the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to change a crash from preventable to non-preventable, determining this with this, within the safety measurement system. One of the primary issues with the SMS and the CSA basic scores as a whole was the crashes contended against the carriers, regardless of whether or not the accidents were preventable or not preventable. Now the system takes preventable into account, but there is currently no way for a driver or carrier to appeal a ruling request of the American Trucking Association. The FMCSA is now looking to test a program which would allow carriers to contest the findings of an accident investigation. That is amazing. Why, that's what I like to call, and I'm just going to say this for all them conservative truckers out there who can't admit this, that's called good rulemaking. No, he didn't. Don't you preach it now, boy. Don't you preach it. But let's be honest. That's a good rule. Finally considering the fact that a preventable and non-preventable accident should not be the same and allowing us to contest those that are considered non-preventable, well, preventable, is beautiful. Now, the problem with this, when I read the story, as I read through it, and I'll go over it a little bit more, is that it seems to involve you and the company, or you dipping in your pocket, because it doesn't have a lot of details to contest. The fact that they're even starting this is amazing. Good idea. Good idea. Good idea. Loving it. So here's my problem, though. Check this part out. The program will start August 1st and will run a minimum of 24 months. And any accidents occurring on or after June 1st will be eligible for review. Now, it has to fall within a certain amount of categories. Now, here's the categories. We're going to kind of go through this. When a commercial vehicle was struck by a motorist under the influence. Yep. If you get hit by a drunk driver, you got to go contest that it wasn't your fault. Gotta love trucking. Don't you gotta love this shit? When a CRV motorist is traveling the wrong direction, you're going east, you get hit by somebody going the west, right? And you're on the right side of the highway and they're not. That could be put as a preventable accident. That's nice, isn't it? Gotta love that. And this is the part I love. When a CMV is struck in the rear. That, again, wow. You're going to actually, you've been saying that when we get rear-ended, that could actually be my fault. Like I could somehow make the truck fly out of the way. Ooh, gotta love trucking. When a commercial vehicle was struck while legally stopped or parked, including when the vehicle was unattended. I'm not in the vehicle. And again, these are rules, so I'm assuming that there have been moments where they've said, oh, you weren't in the vehicle, you weren't driving the vehicle, it wasn't moving, it was parked legally. It's still your fault, driver. But it's nice that they're going to consider that now possible. Because again, it's a ruling. You know, it can be contested that this could, you know, actually be declared a non-preventable. It's nice that they're going to do that. When a CMV is struck by an individual committing or attempting to commit suicide by stepping or driving into front of a CMV. In other words, motherfucker tries to kill himself. Technically my fault. This is a ruling again. I'm just bringing up the fact it's a ruling, and they get to decide whether or not it's your fault. They have to decide that. Reading this part, it started out like, the government is finally getting it right. And then, what the fuck do you mean? Why would you even consider any of this anybody's fault? Why is this even a consideration? Oh, I should punch you people in the teeth. When a CSV is sustaining or disabled damage after being struck by an animal in the roadway, again, hit a deer and somehow they were considered that. Anyway, when a crash as a result of an in, infrastructure or failure of falling tree or rock. So a tree or rock falls down, it's not your fault. It's nice of them. When a CMV was struck by cargo or equipment of another vehicle. Right, flatbed in front of you, steel roll rolls into the road. Driver, you could have made that truck fly. Oh, what nice people. According to the FMCSA, they will be testing this using the crash types first, since they aligned with the ATA's recommendations are generally less complex. They want to submit the request data reviews, RDRs. You must submit the compelling information and documentation to show the crash was non-preventable. The FMCSA recommends as much as evidence as possible, including crash report, police accident report, insurance documentation, videos, media reports, and transcripts. And that's what the FMCSA is doing. So it's nice that they're going to do this. It says if the FMCSA finds a crash was non-preventable, their determination will be posted to the public viewing input for 30 days, during the time anyone with this information can refute or the findings and will be able to submit documentation. The FMCSA will then review the information and make a final judgment. Even if the ruling is overturned, however, the crash will still be listed on the carrier's SMS score. Carrier will have two scores, one reviewed and overturned rulings and one without rulings. That is fucking dumb. But again, they're trying to keep their budgets up by saying, look, we're doing this great job kind of shit. Because why would you need to? If you got something wrong, why not just say you got something wrong? The story is says sources, FMCSA, Overdrive Magazine, Samuel Baradatis. I always screw up his name, probably. Sorry, Sam. But anyway, that story's there. Guys, go check that out. I got this from the Truckers Report. Yeah, the FMCSA is possibly going to listen to drivers about an accident, allowing you to defend yourself. It's ridiculous that we have to defend ourselves through not being in the vehicle or being struck by a drunk driver. And this has always been a problem, even before we had CSA, because I remember my trainer, I've told the story before, he was driving down the road working for Swift. A guy off the highway was drunk, came flying out the highway 100 miles an hour or more, went through his trailer, hit the medium, exploded, was being burned. His girlfriend was burned 90% of her body. He died instantly. Bottom line is, he literally, even though his back was all screwed up, he had to still take a drug test to prove he was not drunk, even though obviously there was no way it could actually be his fault. This is a major problem in trucking. The idea that even when we're, you know, it's just massively obvious that it's not our fault, they still try to blame us for shit. It's amazing, but that's just the way that is. It's nice that they're going to review this. It's nice that the FMCSA is going to consider stuff like this, but it would be even better if it wasn't even considered. You know what I mean? Like, even the thing about it is, like, even in some of the stipulations, like whether you're legally parked or not, to me, if I get hit by a drunk driver, it shouldn't matter. I'm not drunk, right? If I'm parked on the shoulder and, you know, yeah, that's the wrong place to park, I get it. But at the same time, if someone's drunk, to me, that should trump everything, like, because you are a danger to everyone. I'm doing something bad, but nobody should be on the shoulder in the first fucking place driving, right? You should, you know, it's one of those things where it's like you're patting people on the back with drunk driving. That just, that irritates me. That should be wrong, period. That should be above anything, right? I don't care if that guy's parked. He's parked across a parking space and he's blocking another driver in, and he's made his own space or whatever. If a drunk driver comes off the highway, hits that guy in a truck stop, it should not be his fault. That legally parked shit gets me a little bit, because sometimes it's not like you have a choice. You know what I mean? If you're out of hours and there's nowhere to park, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But it irritates me. But anyway, I think this is a good thing. I'm glad to see the FMCSA is actually considering this. I think that's great. And hopefully you guys check out the story and hopefully put down your thoughts. What do you guys think of it? And what do you think of it that this actually had to be made? Like, they actually review, well, we're reviewing accidents if you hit a deer. We're reviewing accidents if, you know, you, if you get hit by a drunk driver. Like, does that really, is these really the accidents we want reviewed? Aren't the real accidents we want reviewed when it's someone who was stopped in the highway and you hit them in fog and, you know, and that's declared on you, even though they're stopped in the highway because you're the evil commercial truck driver? Isn't that really what you want reviewed? Not necessarily getting hit by a drunk driver, even though that accident should not be reviewed. Oh, did I finish the story? Oh, yeah, I finished the story on my trainer. But that, you know, that's still on his record. Probably still today. I haven't seen him in years, but I bet money that's still on his record that he was hit by a drunk driver as a non-preventable accident, which is just dumb. This is dumb. I always think the reason they do this with these things like this is because the FMCSA is like any other government organization. They have to justify their budget. They got to justify their budget so they can take all accidents, bundle them up and say, look at all these accidents we have to deal with in trucking. And not because they're already said, like, they're going to have two, one where they show accidents reviewed and one where they show accidents not reviewed. Why? If it's been corrected, just get rid of it. It makes no sense. But it does make sense when budget time comes up and the only people aware that there's two scorers or accidents or list of accidents is, of course, people in the trucking industry and experts, not the Congress people that are going to make the budgets. Right. So that anyway, truckdriver101.com. I just found that interesting. Figured I'd talk about it a little bit. Put down your opinion and what you think of it.